Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
On today's show, did you buy a 649 ticket in Winnipeg recently? Oh my God, you're going to want to check it. You could be the province's newest millionaire. And results are in from a new health study involving coffee. If you drink coffee, you're going to live longer. It's fact. We'll discuss coming up. Is 5% a lot? Travel to the U.S. is down 5% month to month. And we'll tell you where it's up coming up on the show today. Also, the results are in. It's 2025, the number one restaurant in the world, in Canada, in the United States. It's actually your kitchen. We've got the results of a Campbell survey that says that not since the pandemic have people cooked in their own kitchen. It is once again becoming, remember in the pandemic, everybody had different recipes they were sharing. They were online. I'm cooking this. I'm cooking. Let's cook with people around the world. It's returned. It is pandemic kitchen time. And we'll discuss why coming up on the show today. Also, TikTokers are slathering beef fat all over their face. How lovely. Oh, there's always something fun coming out of TikTok. It all started with the Tide Pods once upon a time. Now it's big chunks of beef fat. Oh, I don't want to miss out. FOMO, I want to see what's going on. Popeyes is out with a wild new item that's causing a stir this morning, and it is available in Canada on both sides of the border, and you're going to be excited about it. We've got the unveiling coming up on the show. Yeah, crazy construction. Can you imagine they're not done by Wednesday at 4? I don't even want to imagine that. It just can't happen. They have to be wrapped up. And let's just give them space. The more space we can give them to get that done, I'm telling you, it'll be beyond mayhem. They're going to need cops. If they can't get this done by the start of the fair, they're going to need police to help out with it. It's just not even in my realm of thinking. Doing construction on the busiest road outside of Winnipeg at a time that it is the busiest time of the year next to the winter fair is like seeing a meteoroid coming at 5,000 miles per hour at the earth. Holy shit. Oh my God. Loretta says it's awful on 18th. Yes, but short-lived, we're hoping. I was at a point where I'm like, okay, I give up. Like, I of course, I'm not one of those people that follow the detour. I've been here 25 years. I know my way around town. I thought I did. Dead end. Closed. Dead end. What the f***? I'm trapped. Help me. Brianna says, please remember to drive nice and respect all the construction worker safety out there. What? No, drive fast, honk your horn, scream profanities, and give the finger. That's what we do. No, I'm joking. Of course, Brianna. Safety first. Although, you know, it's interesting. I didn't see a lot of construction workers in my adventures yesterday. I think I was just too busy in panic mode trying to get across 18th, which I couldn't do. The end result is going to be fantastic. So, breathe. Just breathe. And again, you know, people were saying on my Facebook page yesterday, suck it up. We're going to have a nice road. And you're absolutely right. I need to suck it up. We are going to have a nice road. I'm putting it out there so people can try to avoid the headache. If you've got an appointment that you're trying to hit, if you've got someplace you need to be, you need to know about this because you're going to be late. Something that took 10 minutes yesterday took me 1 hour. That's late. I don't like being late. That's just me. Some people don't mind. Whatever. The launch is tomorrow. Beautiful new sandwich. It's called the Supreme Stack. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are you ready for this tomorrow? This will be on the menu tomorrow. Piled high with seasoned sliced steak and double smoked bacon. Tim's Westman, an area with 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. At Skydancer Casino, open 7 days a week and 24 hours Thursday through Saturday, just 90 minutes from Brandon in Belcourt. Look for the PRCA Rodeo coming up this weekend. The three big concerts set for this year, Tracy Byrd in November, Little John in August, and I'm excited about Gary LaVox, Rascal Flatts. I'm a big Rascal Flatts fan. SkydancerCasino.com. The no money miracle continues. You don't need any money. Isn't that nice? Pay nothing till 2027. No money down, not even the taxes or the fees. No monthly payments, 0% interest. Check out the deals for yourself at Leons.ca or at 3635 Victoria Avenue. Get out your lottery tickets. 649 ticket. Winning ticket sold in Manitoba. Were you in Winnipeg this weekend? Lottery ticket in Winnipeg this weekend, you're $1 million richer. Western Canada Lottery Corporation shared the news Monday saying the ticket for the $1 million prize was bought Saturday. It wasn't the only Winnipeg ticket that won money. One ticket had five of the six numbers plus the bonus number for Saturday, 649. It was one of three tickets to have the numbers. The other were in Ontario and Quebec. The Winnipeg ticket won $61,000. You might have a $1 million ticket in your purse. Did you hear about the guy in Alberta that has won? He didn't only win the 649 once, won the 649 for a fourth time. His name is Albert Lucky Rabbitfoot. No, I'm kidding, but it should be. It could be four times. God, I can't even win a, I can't even win a free donut. Oh my God. This guy wins four lotteries. This guy's name is David Serkin. He won $1 million on the May 3rd Lotto 649 gold ball draw. Last year, he won $500,000 on the August 20th Lotto Max, followed by $1 million on the November 16th Lotto 649 draw. We need to investigate this guy. One time is awesome. Twice you go, that's amazing. Okay, third time you go, wait a second, what's going on? And then a fourth time he wins? He also won $250,000 in a separate draw 12 years ago. So in less than 9 months, this guy, David Serkin from Lethbridge, has won $2.5 million. Janine says, I have two cousins that won over $100,000 each. Trace had a cousin that won $100,000 too, but it was part of they bought tickets through work, and they won $2.5 million, but it was a big staff. So it ended up they each got like $125,000 or something like that. But still, Patricia says a family friend won a Cadillac off a scratch ticket many years ago. That's cool. Yellow Jacket says my mother-in-law won $10,000 twice at the Carberry Casino. That's cool. Blessed Mama says my dad's cousin won the Set for Life $1 million years ago from a gas station in a small town. Well, way to go, David Serkin of Lethbridge. Four lottery wins. That is insane. They are now accepting donations for the Northern Wildfire evacuees at the Brandon location of Sunrise Credit Union. Items needed included seasonal clothing, strollers, toys, games, baby items, snacks, bathing suits. If there is something of value that you wish to donate to the Northern Wildfire evacuees, Sunrise Credit Union is collecting them at the Brandon location, 2305 Victoria Avenue, Monday through Friday from 9 until 5. At the Elkhorn Resort in Clarso Nordic Spa, they have got a jam-packed calendar filled with events for the month of June. Zumba with Solange coming up on June the 4th, which is tomorrow. Kathleen LaGlass and her special art and craft paddle decoration evening is coming up this Saturday at 7 p.m. Check out all the different activities, the different vacation packages at elkhornresort.mb.ca. It's Taste It Tuesday. Coming up, some beautiful, fresh, baked goods from our friends at Co-ops of Westman. Remember we were talking Cheerios? They've got Cheero Donuts. This Friday is Donut Day, and in celebration, we are going to check out some of the amazing glazed donuts available from our friends at Co-ops of Westman. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota. Coffee helps you live longer. Yes, the results are in, and your daily cup of coffee is helping you to live longer and healthier. So based on that, how long are you going to live? If you drink more than two cups of coffee a day, they're saying you could live an extra 100 years. Women who drank 1 to 3 cups of caffeinated coffee per day in their 50s were more likely to reach older age free from chronic disease than those who don't drink coffee. As if we needed another reason to enjoy God's beverage. Researchers analyzed dietary data from more than 47,000 women who were part of a nurse's study and followed for 30 years to understand their rates of death and disease. In the study, we found that moderate coffee consumption during midlife was associated with a higher likelihood of healthy aging. So get that coffee in ya. The effects were found in caffeinated coffee in particular. So if you're thinking, oh, I'll just slam a Red Bull or maybe I'll have tea. No, it wasn't. The same links were not found with tea or energy drinks. This is coffee specifically. Let's live forever. We're living forever because we're drinking coffee. We'll see you at the nursing home. I am living to 150 thanks to coffee. Look at the variety of donuts. And then just plain cake. I'm not a big fan of those ones. Some people don't like the icing. Mm-hmm. Oh, sour cream ones. Oh, my God. They're good. Holy cow. That is what I'm enjoying today. Glazed yeast donuts six-pack. Pick up a six-pack. Chocolate cake donuts. Two. Chiro donuts. Chiros. Oh, man, go get your donuts. Friday is donut day and a great place to get donuts. Oh, for your family or at work crew is Co-ops of Westman. From baked goods to meats, produce, and more, it is locally owned and operated, contributing right back into the community. You can get all your cooking supplies at Co-ops of Westman to cook any kind of meal that you wish to cook. Campbell Soup has come out with the results of a new survey that said that more and more people are cooking at home, the highest level since COVID-19. And so it's got me thinking, okay, so if you have Casa de la whatever restaurant name you want to put on your house, your kitchen, what is going to be your signature dish? What is the meal that's going to leave them thinking that person knows what they're doing? Almost half the respondents to an April poll described the current state of the economy as poor, and over half believe it's getting worse. 5 years ago, consumers were bracing for the impacts of the global pandemic. Now they're bracing for what could be a recession or worse. The D word. More and more people are choosing home as the place to have their meal. This is obviously awful news for people in the restaurant business. It's gotta be tough. Not only do they have the pandemic to contend with, but now the proof is in the pudding. More people are staying home to have a nice meal. But how nice is it? I'll tell you right now, I can't cook a steak like the Keg can. They should give classes on the weekend or something. Or I don't know. I just can't do it. And boy, they do it right all the time. The main dish that you would serve up at your kitchen table as your restaurant replacement. And for MJ, it's shepherd's pie. Mine kicks ass. She said, ooh, a little bit of confidence there. Cindy says it would probably be my fried chicken. Polar Bear, if we were to go to Casa de la Polar Bear, his signature dish would be a huge platter of nachos. Derek says, I can cook steak like the Keg can. Oh, yeah. And Pebbles makes party potatoes. So if we go to the Pebbles restaurant's party potatoes, and actually I've seen your party potatoes, they are pretty good. U.S. travel numbers from Canada are down 5%. Number of people from Canada flying to the U.S. plunges in April. Plunge. Oh. Yes, it's down. 1.1 million visitors in the month of April alone. Down 5% from the same period last year. Meanwhile, domestic passenger traffic means people flying in Canada up 7% to 2 million compared to April of last year. That's cool. That means people are flying at home. There's nothing wrong with that. International travel outside the U.S. also is up 7%. That's cool. People are seeing the world. Additionally, Canada's 8 largest airports had more passenger traffic year over year. Also good news. Statistics Canada didn't provide reasons behind the numbers in its report. The dip in U.S. travel comes at, oh, now it's a dip. Comes as many Canadians have been boycotting American travel and products because of Trump's tariffs and threats to make Canada the 51st state. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show, where a donation is made to the Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House. Every time you get your oil changed at Murray's, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. At Auto Fashion, they are MPI and SGI accredited for any kind of hail damage you might have to your vehicle, and they do a variety of services to vehicles across southwestern Manitoba and southeastern Saskatchewan. Check out the laundry list of amazing services they provide at autofashion.ca, 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet. And Kuiper's Family Bakery, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, cinnamon rolls, cakes, tarts. They're Brandon's Bakery. Step into the warm, welcoming space where the smell of fresh bread, gooey cinnamon buns, and sweet pastries fill the air. They're at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. You may want to check out Popeyes. Oh, this is going to explode. This is going to explode. And this is bad timing on McDonald's part, because I don't know what McDonald's was thinking. But they took off their crispy chicken wrap from their menu for a number of years. And people were clamoring for it. And they're like, oh, no, I don't know if we're going to bring it back. Maybe we'll bring it back. Popeye says, hold my beer. We're bringing it in. A spicy chicken wrap. Oh, look out. This is going to be so popular. The chicken wrap is back, baby. Popeye's chicken wraps are here. I want one of these. I don't know how they get it right, but that chicken and pickle is just so good. Chicken tenders, lettuce shredded cheese, pickles wrapped in a biscuit-inspired tortilla. I can't wait to try one of these. You know what I really like about Popeye's, and not every chain does this, is that when Popeye's introduces stuff in the States, they do it in Canada at the same time. Thank you, Popeye's. I don't understand why McDonald's will do something and they'll have the new burger, blah, 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 and it's in the U.S. only. And they've even done it in reverse. Wendy's just has this new burger that they came, the grilled cheeseburger, Canada only. And then it pisses the Americans off. Can we just, like, literally, if the company is operating in both countries, can we not launch things at the same time? And Popeye's seems to always do that. They have a new product and it goes to both countries at the same time. Hallelujah. So I can confirm we've got these here. So why are TikTokers lathering on beef fat on their face? Oh, well, because there was no Tide Pods to eat. Oh, TikTok. They're slathering beef fat on their faces and dermatologists are alarmed. Beef fat refined is called phthalo. I do have to let you know, if you're looking for a new EV, if you're looking for a new car, make it Murray GM and Brandon, 1500 Richmond Avenue, Westman's number one EV dealership. At 1500 Richmond Avenue, they put you in charge. At Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, they've got all your vitamin and supplement needs. They have New Roots Herbal on sale for the month of June. Get 15% off all your favorites. Domo Tea Lattes. Tara says, this is my new favorite every morning. Vanilla matcha is the best thing ever. I mix mine with half cream and half hot water. EPLA office in Brandon on 18th Street is your legal source when it comes to buying or selling real estate, dealing with a will or an estate, or if you're making some business restructuring plans. They can help you with all the legal issues involved at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. So TikTokers are lathering beef fat on their faces. Dermatologists are saying, what the hell? Essentially, they're wiping cow oil all over themselves. Tallow does leave a barrier of oil on your skin that traps in moisture, but it also causes a host of allergic reactions. And it's more likely to exacerbate acne. But the TikTok doesn't care. One TikToker said that he uses a whipped tallow cream as an aftershave and no moisturizer. I feel younger already. As he rubbed a tablespoon all over his face. Constantly being hungry causes you to smell like roast beef. Well, your dog is going to love it. If you're rubbing beef fat all over your face, your dog is going to go nuts.
I mean, it's organic grass-fed tallow, but I'm not going to eat it. I've been using this stuff. I'm 26, y'all, so I'm starting to get some, like, aging, you know? So there's nothing wrong with that. Like, everyone gets old. We all got to think about that.
Y'all, I'm 26 years old and I'm starting to age. Ah, you know, before too long, I'll be shitting my pants and I won't know who I am. Boy, once you hit 30, that's it. Life is pretty much over. You're basically ready for the senior citizens home. So, you know, I got to have my skin looking good. You wiener schnitzel. What the hell?
Just saying, like, I just shaved. I'm going to use this every day.
You just shaved? Are you sure about that? You don't look like you could grow enough hair. Oh, I guess there's some hair under the pits there. Okay, maybe I take that back. Your chest is not showing very much hair there, buddy. But anyway, back to the beef fat. Hang on.
To retain youth and retain all the moisture and stuff in my face. I mean, manuka honey in there really helps with like anti-aging effects, and the rosehip oil. You really got to rub it in there. Because the more you rub it in, the better.
Yeah. You look like an idiot, man.
The reason I use tallow because I feel like it reduces my fine lines and stuff and helps with wrinkles. I mean, that's what the rosehip oil and manuka honey is in there for, too. Most tallows don't come with that kind of stuff, even vitamin E. I got the scar right here. I put lotion on that every time. People are skeptical about tallow, but you can't be skeptical about tallow with vitamin E, manuka honey, and rosehip oil in it, y'all. You can't. I thought skincare wasn't important until I started getting lines on my face, so I started using this tallow. It helps with that. Okay, so.
Yeah, it's, oh, you poor son of a. Oh, real world issues. Molly says, I got laughed at for wanting lotion on my skin. You're too young to care. It's better to take care of it early on. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. That's true. I would say that's true. But like the fact that he's worried, do you have like wrinkles at 26? I don't think so. He basically said, you know, I've got lines on my face I'd like to get rid of, so I'm going to rub beef fat all over it. But it's okay, because after this video, he ate a bunch of Tide Pods. That's what they do on the TikTok. They rub the beef fat on them, and they chase it with some Tide Pods. What a weird world we live. I'm just getting old. Molly, you have to forgive me. I am too old for this world. You know, between the chick who wants to bang another 600 guys to get in the Guinness Book of World Records, you know, I can't do it. It's just bizarre. We are just circling as the human race. It feels like we're circling the toilet bowl. It's disgusting. It's unbelievable. But you know what? In an effort to get famous, people have no shame. It's like, as long as it's going to get me, hey, Hakatua lady, get out of the way. We got the Daisy Chain Express coming through here. This is insane. But hey, I could be famous. If I get famous, it's all worth it. My uterus might fall out, but it doesn't matter. As long as I've got the likes and the I'm internet famous. Oh, the mental health issues. Oh, it's outrageous. Outrageous, I tell you. Anyway, dermatologists are saying it's not a good idea to put tallow on your skin. It can exacerbate existing skin conditions and can make acne actually worse by closing the pores. Although somebody had once said to me that if you have like a real bad case of acne or blackhead or something, if you do clog it up on purpose, she gets big and then you get to pop it. Pimple poppers rejoice, you bunch of weirdos. What are you doing? And I can call you weirdos because I have family members who, oh, do you have a pimple I can pop? Are you crazy? Some people, they treat it like the little airbag, the little, the Amazon air poppers that you get in your packages where you pop the air out of them. I guess to some people, that's how they feel about zits. Ah, but it must be something significant trendy wise, because obviously Dr. Pimple Popper is still a show that people like to watch. It's crazy. The world has gone nuts. But here at the Beach Bunker, we are all sane because all we do is talk about food and fun places and a little bit of mayhem of life. And that seems to be increasingly a lot of mayhem. But I digress. It's always fun to have a little coffee and conversation on a weekday morning from 7 to 9 Central Time. And thank you for being here for another edition of the show. Hey, tomorrow's fair day. We got our fair opening up tomorrow. Thanks for being part of the show today, guys, and we will see you again tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Have a great Tuesday.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy. It's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Car! Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.